Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Cliff Richard.
Nope. Not yet.
Oh, crap.
Not yet.
Nope.
Premature belling. Premature belling. I know. It happens the first time all the time.
Cliff Richard says he can sing without artificial insemination.
There you go. Good timing. Good timing.
The lamest bell ringer or whatever.
No, seriously. Well, she petered out the first
one. I get it again at 9:20, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We're all sugared up here, by the way.
Nice.
British pop singer Cliff Richards was being interviewed by the BBC and was asked to end the segment with a song. Richard sang and then boasted he did it without artificial insemination.
Oh.
He looked immediately shocked as he meant to say artificial intelligence.
Would wow. you give us something, just a line of something, to sing us out of this interview?
Sitting down there with my lungs strumming, I could see the people for miles around coming to hear me sing my music and play. Yay, yay.
Delightful. Thank you, Cliff.
Okay, thank you. And I didn't use artificial insemination.
I love that he was trying to act like a smartass. I didn't even use artificial with the accent. He's putting the accent on hard.
Yeah,
I got him a smart guy. Ah, you dumbass.
His face is great. He's immediately like, ooh.
Think. Awesome. I really don't know any of his music.
On and on.
Down in, yeah, there you go.
On and on.
No.
No.
No. Play me bell.
I don't see it here.
Play with your
iTunes is not acknowledging On and On.
Yeah.
By Cliff.
Because I remember he was on SNL, and they were trying to get backstage to see Kiss, and he said, I did a song, you know, down in Jamaica. I go, no, you can't come in.
That's really funny.
Damn.
Yep.
He's got a million albums.
Oh, yeah. He's been around for a while.
All right. That's all good, but I don't know any of his songs.
Yeah well, right?
He's probably popular in England.
This way,
with artificial insemination.
That's exactly right. He has had very few charting albums in the United States, but in the UK, they're all like top 10.
Oh,
I mean, I've heard his name. I've heard his name, but I just don't. I don't know any of these songs.
He's like their Neil Sedaka or something. I don't know.
I don't even know who that is either.
David Hasselhoff.
Oh wait, I think I know this one. Yep. Yeah, we don't talk anymore. Yep.
I like it. It's catchy.
Boring.
Or boring, right? Hallelujah.
Wrong button.
Chaz had sugar. Had sugar.
Too much sugar.
I like it.
Wrong button. Oh, my God. I'm sugared up right now.
I'm into it. You're like, it's like fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Press every day. Bring press me Nestle Crunch Bars.
Blah, blah, blah. It's like you guys are drunk on chocolate.
Yeah, we are. Who's this guy over here? He's a paramedic, AJ. We have a guitar playing paramedic.
What?
Are you guys
so,
okay?
You know what I love about the tribe? The tribe will just email us and say, hey, man, I'm a paramedic and I play guitar. I could come on the show. And I'm like, that sounds cool.
And you came on Sugared Up Day. So
right.
great.
Yeah,
do you use someone's
right
heartbeat as a metronome? I'm going to play along to your heart attack. Here we go.
Carlos Silva. Is that Portuguese?
Brazilian.
Okay. Very good.
Nice.
Yeah, awesome. Love it.
All right. Love your food.
And you look like a bodybuilder or something.
You know, it's
that's got to help when you're carrying bodies.
Amen. It's 3 years ago, I was around 300 pounds. And I just started intermittent fasting, started working out with some of the beach body workouts at home, and
great.
Dropped 90 pounds and put on some good muscle. And
nice.
Thank
nice.
God, now it's a lot easier climbing up the stairs with all the stuff we have to take.
Oh, man.
Right. Great work.
How many times have you had to call the fire department because you had someone up on an upper floor and too much weight?
You know, we're lucky that we're not New York City where everything has a broken elevator, but we have our share in Bridgeport. So, you know, it's always
thanks
good
for
fun.
What you do.
Well, thank you. It's I mean, we listen to you guys every single day, and I'm usually 6 to 2, 7 to 3, pick up all kinds of shifts. So, you know,
shifts, he said.
That's
shifts.
Right. Shifts.
Shifts. Shifts. I actually don't get any ideas
I'm
over
not,
there.
I'm not.
It's different than the mummies.
Yeah.
The mommies, where are you?
Why should we not give milk or stuff ice down the pants of a heart attack victim?
Well, first off, it is less than helpful. Secondly, it slows me down because I'm wondering what in God's name is going on.
Why is there milk all over this person?
Absolutely.
So tell us what happened.
So we got dispatched out to a call for a possible cardiac arrest. It was an unresponsive patient showed up. And when we got there, the gentleman was in the bathroom and he was completely out, you know, warm skin and everything, but completely just doused. And we're like, what is all this white liquid everywhere? And one of the guys is like, oh, no, man, I threw some milk on him. And I was like, oh, okay, why? I thought it was going to help.
We don't have to do the accent.
Captain Crunch?
Hey, you know.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
Oh, I never,
from,
never.
It is from Brazil, so, you know.
As long as I don't throw names to it.
Yeah.
So anyways, you know, we start doing our thing. Fire department is always wonderful and helpful, so they started compressions.
So wait, did you ask him how the milk would help?
He just said, I thought it would help, and then he took off.
I got
it's like, hey,
because they say you milk, know? Milk does a body good. That's why.
It's when you know you've made a mistake.
I don't know.
You know you've made
I saw
a mistake.
That somewhere. It's like, no, he didn't eat really hot chicken wings.
No.
Yeah, right.
He's having a heart attack.
To be fair, no one's tried, but now we know not helpful.
Right.
Well, you know, step two was the fun part because, you know, compressions are going and we're trying to look for access to do an IV or to do an IO, which is intraosseous needle. And we're like, all right, listen, just strip him. Let's make sure that he doesn't have any traumatic injuries
strip
or anything.
Or
yep.
Cereal.
So, yeah. And first thing we do, cut the belt and start, you know, opening his pants, keep him in his underwear. And first thing I see is a giant Ziploc, like a gallon bag full of ice. And I'm like, okay, who the hell wants to explain this? And they're all just literally
and
like,
milk guy was already gone.
Milk guy's already gone, and I'm sure he holds the keys to many, many different things. And it's not 42.
So what's so the ice is there, and then yeah, so what's up with this?
Yeah, and literally everyone's just like, wow. So okay, well, let's just work them. And there it is. Remove the ice, put them on the board, get them in the truck, and get them to the closest hospital.
Do you just leave it on the floor and just like, yeah, that's where I'm going to leave that now?
Listen, thankfully it was the bathroom, so it's not like it was the most inappropriate place. So.
Did it ever occur to you really weird what's going on? The guy had a heart attack while it was going on?
Listen, I've had way too many. When Ruth asked me to come up with a couple of stories, I was just like, oh, you know, I've got a ton. I've been doing this for about 18 years, and I realized I can tell maybe five of them on the air.
Oh.
I'm like, you
well,
know,
we want to hear all
is,
the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Next on this commercial break.
Well, yeah. No, you know what you do? You tell it like this. You just say, I don't know if this is true, but I heard someone say.
And so a friend of a friend.
Yeah, right. I think this happened like in Oklahoma,
right.
Not in Connecticut.
It's one of these legacy stories that gets passed down. I don't know who even responded originally.
Urban legend.
Urban legend, yeah.
Yeah.
My brother's uncle's father's nephew's cousin's roommate.
I have two theories on the ice. Either they thought this will wake him up immediately.
Yeah.
Or the paramedics are going to be here. They're going to take his pants off. Let's embarrass him.
Yeah, but then wouldn't Milk Guy hang around for, like, the big unveil? Like, oh, no, something good's coming up. Hold on.
Right. You're right. Milk Guy would be there for that with his phone up.
Well, you see the gummy worms.
I'm surprised no one has, like, any advice for us what not to do. You must have that. People want to help. So when you arrive, you're like, why did you do that? Why'd you pour milk on him? I don't know, man.
Exactly.
Why does he have ice down his pants? I don't know.
It'll be funny.
Well, you know, it's just over the years, you just run into all kinds of things that, you know, we always joke around that it's like, you can't make this stuff up. And literally every single day, it's something brand new. So, and just when you think you've seen it all, you're like, oh, dear God. All right.
Yeah.
How is somebody actually able to do this?
Right. You know what's odd is that you're a guitar playing paramedic.
Sir.
And your first concert was a couple different bands, but David Lee Roth, who was the lead singer, who became a paramedic.
Well,
oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, I always thought it was just an EMT, but he was in New York City. He went through the training, was on the truck and did everything.
Oh,
and
was he EMT? Not paramedic.
From what
I
understand.
Yeah, paramedic's another level.
Correct. It's We go an additional, you know, year and a half, 2 years, depending on your program.
You can,
and
what,
basically,
give meds? You can give
we
an
do
injection?
Medications. We do IVs. We do advanced airways. So if you need a tube in your throat. I know all
that's
the stuff
lot.
That AJ's looking for. And,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly. AJ doesn't want a tube down his throat. He wants it somewhere else.
Yes. So, right. Yes. And then for you guys to breathe it.
Okay. So there's EMT, paramedic.
Correct.
What's next? Nurse?
Again, it all depends on what it is that you're looking at. So emergency medicine has changed all, you know, ever since the 70s with emergency, which
so
actually
never mind.
Chronicled.
I don't care then.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sugared up, man.
In Josh Connecticut, and EMT and airmen.
Josh.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
So kind of an EMT story slash fire department story. My, I got a call at 5 in the morning that my father was unresponsive in between the toilet and the sink.
Oh, not good, man.
I bought a house in Naugatuck, and I grew up in White Hills. I made it there in 7 minutes.
Nice. That's so unbelievable.
You're cruising.
Yeah. So when I pull in the driveway, I saw the EMT pulling out with no lights. So growing up in the volunteer fire department, I know that's a bad sign. They left him in the bedroom and called the coroner and the funeral home to go pick him up. And my dad was 6 foot four, 370 pounds. And the 75-year-old funeral home director brought a 100-pound girl who's probably maybe 20 years old. And all I hear is scrape thud. Great thud. And then the third time, I go down the hallway and I'm like,
this is a tough story, but it's weirder than Ayesha is laughing. What do you? I know you're a comedian. Where's the comedy, Ayesha?
Scrape thud.
It's okay.
The dragon.
It's okay.
My dad died too and was also heavy, so I get a pass.
Okay. All right.
So my mom is screaming at the top of her lungs because they're just slamming my father on the ground. And I was like,
wait, he's not in the stretcher?
He's on the stretcher, but they can't even lift him up because every time she gets a handle on it, she can't handle the weight, and then the stretcher and him slam on the ground.
Oh, boy.
So my brother takes my mother outside. She's screaming on the top.
I'm going to need another candy bar after this.
Right?
Yes, you are. Have to.
And I'm carrying my father all the way down the hallway.
Oh, man, this is a real bummer, dude.
Yeah,
my heart's breaking for you.
It was an eye opener, and then my mother starts screaming, "I can't believe you're letting my son carry his father. What's wrong with you people?" But I grew up in the fire department in White Hills, volunteer, so
God bless
we've
you.
Had to lift many of large people before out of that situation.
You're
I just never thought I'd have to do it for that.
Yeah, for your own dad.
You're more qualified.
Yeah.
Josh, well, thanks for calling.
No problem.
What do you say to that one? Oh, it's tough.
Yeah.
Now you know the other half of my job. Just kind of sit there with the stoic face, like,
all right.
There's nothing I can say at this moment.
Aren't you glad you came in with your guitar?
Hey, you know.
Yeah. Glad you brought your guitar in.
Goes like this.
Yeah, why don't you play us off, Carlos?
Hey, it's not a problem.
Nice.
Wait, I didn't get that. Can you do it again? AJ goes into the box. He stays in there for 24 hours.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, he lives in a box. We do it every year. Yeah. Last year, we screwed up. We put him up in the K&J bucket truck, and we said, I think we were asking for people to donate to send him up.
Yes.
And the tribe
$1,000
pups this guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
So now we're not donating money. We did it. It's got to be the opposite.
Yeah.
So now, every time we play these sounds, this is AJ in the bucket last year.
Oh, I want to go down. I want to go down. I want to go down. I want to go down.
Oh.
I want to go down.
See your reaction right
bring
there.
Bring me down.
That's how everyone felt.
Oh,
everyone felt
that's
bad.
Like sad.
Please help me.
Bring me down. Oh, God.
I got to go down. Help. 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 Help.
You see how everyone feels bad now?
I'm like, that's horrible. terrifying.
Okay, every time we play that, we get a text message from the biggest asshole who listens to the show.
Bring
this
down now!
Asshole. Quote, I've been dreading knowing that you are going to start using that AJ screaming as we approach the toy drive again. Oh. Just curious, do you think people really want to listen to AJ's fake scream from the bucket truck? Really? It's literally the most annoying fake, all capital, fake scream ever.
Oh.
If you listen to the show regularly, you know, AJ, you know that the scream was fake as hell. I've been listening to PLR for 35 years, and I'm ready to shut it off. Permanently.
No, see ya.
I guarantee you, I am not the only person that feels this way. Do a poll.
Go for it.
Please stop playing this scream.
Help!
That was for you, dickhead.
Oh, yes.
Here you fools go. Then I guess we played it again.
Yes.
So then he sent another one.
The first one was September 29th. Now we're on October 2nd.
Oh, so he's doing this right now, sending these things.
Mm-hmm.
Here you fools go again with AJ's fake scream, overplayed. You're going to play this S every day through the new year? Question mark. You clowns. No one, all caps. No one wants to hear this first thing in the morning. It's not even funny. Now let's go to October 31st.
Oh, my God.
Fake. Everyone knows he's acting, which makes it more annoying, but you clowns think it's funny.
Wow. I'd like to make him scream.
Next one. Here you fools go again with AJ's fake scream, overplayed. You're going to play this S every day through the new year, you clowns. Well, if...
Also, he's still listening.
First of all, this is not fake.
No, it is not.
I challenged this guy to get in a bucket truck.
Yeah.
I was terrified.
This is my first time hearing it. You can genuinely hear fear. Like, I don't... Yeah. I've heard AJB fake yelling. That's not fake. That's real.
Yeah.
There is video, and you can see his body language, his face. That man was terrified.
I was 75 feet in the air.
That's seven stories.
We were standing here, Dave Riley and I, in the studio, and it was so awkward because I was like, wow, I didn't plan for this. Like, I didn't think it was going to be like this.
That.
We can't let him go down yet because it was supposed to be 10 minutes. Yeah. We go to commercial. We're listening in queue. We're like, this is really uncomfortable. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Help.
And you have to be professional because you're doing this thing. You raise money, and then it's this whole thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it was
And
awkward.
Then for someone to just
awkward.
Do this, to be like,
it was
go
awkward.
Down. Didn't this
I
guy
like
say stop listening?
Why wouldn't you just stop listening? Go ahead.
Seriously, go find your happiness. I really don't care.
Fine. We
not.
Want you to be happy. We
exactly.
do not make you happy.
Yeah, God bless
it's
you.
It's okay.
It's okay. You're gonna sit there and be
it's like if you hate
stuff.
Pizza, don't come into a pizza place and complain about the food.
Yes. How come you don't have
okay.
wings?
Yes. Right. It's okay. You can leave.
It's okay. Yeah. Seriously.
We'd rather have you here, but if we're not making you happy.
Exactly. Right. No one's keeping you prisoner.
Right.
I'm getting a freaking leg cramp. I did too, man. That was awkward. I thought I'd make it my leg.
I shouldn't have called a guy an a-hole.
Really can't.
But I do feel like if you hate something you hear and we just keep doing it, chances are you're going
to
hate the show.
Why do it to yourself?
And you're going to be aggravated.
Yeah, we obviously are not what you need.
Now, I don't know what you do for a living, but I'm sure if you had a customer that came in every day and said, hey, I hate this place, you'd be like, I know you do.
Then why are you here?
Why are you here? Just want to let you know, 35 years, I hate it.
He's entitled to his opinion.
All right.
Yeah. It's not fake, but if he thinks it is, whatever.
I like some of the stuff you do, but that thing I hate. Well then, when you hear us do it, maybe you press this button.
Yeah. Be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Maybe he likes to hate things. I don't know.
That's the thing.
That is some people. That's just how they live their lives.
Right.
Yeah, just want anger about something, so boom.
Mm-hmm. Haters going to hate.
It's a constant. Anytime we played that thing for the last year, he would text the number. Hate it. It's fake.
What?
I was scared out of my life.
Phil's playing sounds like...
What are you doing? That'll be happy, AJ.
It's getting a little... Yeah, I was going to say...
That's he was hyperventilating to start. Like it didn't start with the screaming.
How much for that?
The music.
How much
hold on.
How much for that in the box? Is that one of the rewards right there?
It's like he's enjoying a bowl of ice cream.
Okay, we'll go with that.
AJ, there's all this candy.
And now there's pizza. Is that a DiBella's sandwich?
Help.
No, I'll eat it myself, Chef.
Help.
I didn't know what to do when it was my turn to go up in the bucket at the toy drive from Jordan's parking lot.
It was windy.
I thought, well, I'm just going to whatever I feel inside, just project. Because I tend to go quiet. If I'm petrified for my life, I'm like, that will not be good radio. So I'm just going to have to project how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And boy, I was feeling a lot of things. Oh.
Help! No!
That's me.
No!
That's you?
Yeah.
This better be supposed to happen!
So the bucket's shaking right now.
Oh, no! 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 I can't watch. Oh, my God. No. I can't watch.
It's a lot of waves.
No. No, no, no.
Here's what's weird. Listen to the joy in everybody.
Everyone's
down below.
Like,
cheering.
Yeah. He might die. He's freaking out.
Well, Scott Haney's waving. He's doing a live TV report.
No.
Hey, Scott.
No. 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 No! No!
There's a moment where I look. So I'm crouched down right now, but I can feel the bucket shaking, and I know how high I'm going.
Oh,
so I'm not even watching right now.
Yeah.
I'm just holding on to the bucket for my life.
Yep.
And then there's a moment we get up, and I look up over the top of the bucket.
Yep.
Worst moment.
And Scott's just smiling,
waving. He's having a good time.
On camera, too.
They were taping
at the time, so you can't. You had to have poker
Did
face.
You guys have, like, harnesses so you were safe?
Oh, it was completely safe.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That's where I would be like, okay, if I fell, you know.
They didn't even put them on themselves. They had a whole professional team there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? You have that on. You don't care. You're scared out of your mind.
Did you care?
No.
Yeah, exactly. And Chaz, when you saw pictures of how high you were, did that make it worse?
Yes.
Yeah. When I saw the picture, I'm like, oh my God, I was up there?
When I looked up over the bucket, and you know that you have a lot of time, like if you fall, you have too much time to think about dying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of no on the way down.
Hey.
I heard a noise that sounded like the Titanic was sinking. No!
What?
Yeah, you know that little like sound where the metal's twisting.
Oh, so you felt like, oh, it can't support our weight, maybe. Oh, it's gonna go break or
happening.
Something. Yeah.
I just heard something that sounded like the Titanic sinking.
That was very Tom Hanks of you.
I just heard something that sounded like the Titanic sinking. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
That was my surgeon. This is my stomach.
Yeah, so you could hate the sounds from the bucket.
Yeah.
But, man, I could tell you they were not fake.
They were genuine.
No!
Well, don't I sound brave?
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save